John 3:6, Jesus says, that which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the spirit is spirit. The new creation is a spirit being, not a mental or physical being. Now, one of the reasons why people can't really tell that they're a new creation is because they are still looking at their body. Old things didn't pass away. It's the same old nose, same old forehead, same old height. So what passed away and what came? This new creation is not a physical being and is not a mental being. Your mind did not pass away and your body did not pass away. Because if your mind passes away when you become a Christian, you will lose your mind. And you can't function again. Can you imagine the day you become born again, everything in your mind wiped off? You won't even remember your name. You won't remember where your home is. You won't remember anything you've learned. So you will be unable to live on earth. So your mind remains the same. Neither does your body pass away, because when your body passes away, you are dead. So God wants a new creation. He has to only touch the place that he can replace without disturbing your existence. So he takes the spirit and changes it. But the mind doesn't change and the body doesn't change. All things pass away. Is the spirit, not the mind, not the body. So the new creation starts as a spirit being. Secondly, the new creation is conformed to Christ. Conformed to Christ. He's built into the specifications of Christ. Romans chapter 8, verse 29. For whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. He's a spirit being conformed to Christ. Now, why is that important? It's important because not all spirit beings are conformed to Christ. Even the devil is a spirit being. Demons are spirit beings. There are all kinds of spirits. When we become born again, we become new creation. We become spirit beings that are made alive. But this spirit being is conformed to Christ, has the nature of Christ in him, and looks like Jesus Christ. Thirdly, the new creation is a heavenly being. Heavenly being. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 49. And as we have borne the image of the man of dust, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly man. If we bore the image of Adam, we bore the image of the heavenly man, Jesus Christ. The new creation is a heavenly person. Heavenly beings living on earth. Our spirits are seated in heaven in Christ. Our authority is in heaven. We are blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. And that is why the Bible charges us to set our minds on things above and not on things on the earth. And fourthly, the new creation is created in righteousness. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 24. And that you put on the new man, which has been created according to God in true righteousness and holiness. The new creation is righteous. He has a nature that is in right relationship with God. Now, I know after hearing all of that, that the next logical question, so how come, if this is really true, how come we still do all the things we do? How come I'm a new creation, a new spirit, all things are passed. How come I still live like the old? How come there are believers who live as if the Christ doesn't know them? Yeah. There are even pastors who behave as if Christ doesn't know them. So if they are new, why do they behave in the old? That is the crux of our Christian life. And I'm going to use another illustration just to help you to get a mental picture of why it is so. So let's just say that there is an old car. It could be, since I started by using a Mercedes-Benz as my illustration, let's say it's a Mercedes-Benz S, the old rounded Mercedes-Benz. I think it was 180 or 180, 190D. He's an old man. So, Mercedes-Benz 190D, the round one. Those of you who are young, you never met it. But if you remember, it was there in the 50s and 60s, and part of the 70s, they were still running rounded. So let's say that that's an old Mercedes-Benz. Old. Then somebody takes this Mercedes-Benz, old, and gets a brand new engine. Brand new. Straight from the Mercedes-Benz factory. Shipped to Ghana. This engine, maybe it could be a 300 or 600 SL or one of the latest ones. Engine. They take this brand new engine, remove the old engine of the old Mercedes-Benz 190D, take it out, and put the new engine in. So we can say to this Mercedes-Benz, old things have passed away. All things have become new. You make the right connections to the engine. But if the connections between the engine to the rest of the vehicle is not renewed as well, that new engine will not manifest in the condition of the car. First, you need an ignition that is new. If it is rusty, the key is rusty, the ignition is rusty, wires are not connected. When you turn on the engine, it will not start. Is there a new engine? Yes. Are you operating it? No. Why? It has no problem with the engine. There is a big problem with your starter. Let's say you are able to get a starter. But all the connections to the shaft to turn the engine, the propellers, rusty. Although the engine is working, the wheels will not turn. And if even they get to the wheels and the tires are flat, the engine is new, but it won't turn. And if even you turn it, and the seats have all now become metal springs, the vehicle may seem to be moving, but you can't enjoy it. That, my friend, is the life of the believer. When Christ came into our hearts, the old engine thrown away. Behold, all things new, Christ in you, the hope of glory. But your ignition, the words of your mouth, the meditations of your mind, of your heart, are still old. So what you need to do is you have to change the ignition so it can connect to the engine, to the new spirit. You have to learn new things, understand new things. That is why the Bible says we have to put on the new man and be renewed in the spirit of our minds. Because if you don't get renewed in the spirit of your mind, Christ will live in you, but it will seem as if Christ didn't know you. And people say, are you really sure Jesus is in your heart? Oh yeah, the engine has changed, but the ignition is still wrong. The shaft is still wrong. The tire is flat. And the seat in the vehicle are piercing you in the wrong way. Has there been change? Yes. So for the rest of our Christian life, after the old spirit in us is taken away and the new spirit comes, the challenge of the Christian life is to renew our minds to conform to the spirit that is in us. It is when your mind is in conformity with your spirit that your body is subject to the new mind that you are going to see the engine roaring back to life. And people are going to see you and say, whoa, it looks like the body is old, but the speed this thing it is going, it is not the old vehicle. Something new has happened on the inside. That's why we're saying something on the inside, working on the outside. Something on the inside, working on the outside. The Christian life is not an automatic life. You don't receive Christ and instantly you are perfect. Instantly you've overcome everything. No, you receive Christ. Behold, all things have become new. But there has to be renewal of your mind and the subjection of your flesh to the dictates of the Spirit. It is when we do that, that the engine and all the connection and the body are now in one sync. The thing is, the engine is new. All the other parts are not new. They will be renewed. Renewed means it's the same old thing, but you have to work on it and conform it to so it can make use of the new thing. But the mind is not new. The body is not new. That is for another time. All right. So, what is the future of the new creation? And I'm ending with this. The future of the new creation. Because the spirit is new, kainos spirit, a brand new spirit, but the mind is old and the body is old, no matter what we do on this earth, the believer will always function below capacity. No matter how you renew your mind, you can renew it to whatever level, but you still have a shortfall. And whilst we live in this body, this flesh, we will still have a shortfall. But in the spirit, there's no shortfall, but in the body, there is a shortfall. In the mind, there is a shortfall. The purpose of our Christian life, coming to church, going for prayer meeting, studying the Bible, all of it is to conform the rest of your life to the new spirit inside of you. That's why we hear the word of God preach. That is why we study the Bible. That is why we grow in grace. That is why we live holy lives, so that our bodies and minds will be conformed to our new spirit. But there will come a time in Revelation chapter 21. This is almost at the end of the Bible. This is what the angel says to John about what happens to the believers. Revelation chapter 21 from 4 to 5. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away. Note verse 5. Then he who sat on the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And he said to me, write, for these words are true and faithful. There is coming a time when God will perfect the new creation in the new world. And when he does that, he will wipe away all our earthly memories and mindset. And he will outfit our bodies with a brand new body called a glorified body. And our minds will be new. The body, new. The spirit, new. And it is when we get to that place that the full potential of what happened to us at salvation will be manifested. And that is why heaven is not just about going to sit down and sing holy, holy, holy forever. Because God will not go to the extent of outfitting us with such capacity just to sit and sing holy. Because the work of the believer will now begin at that time. And the Bible says we shall reign with him and rule over his creation in every sphere. Because the spirit and the mind and the body we have will be able to function way, way, way beyond what any human potential and capacity will. Until that day, we have a new spirit. We renew our minds. We conform our bodies so that the extent of the spirit's capacity will begin to manifest in our lives. That's when we walk in victory. That's when we walk over serpents and scorpions. That's when we walk over sickness and disease. That is when we walk over every power of the enemy. Because if you don't renew your mind, although your spirit is seated above principalities and powers, your mind is afraid of principalities and powers. Christ gives you victory, but your mind is scared. So inside you is victory, outside you is defeat. The defeat is not from your spirit. The defeat is because your mind has not comprehended what has happened. This is how the Apostle Paul puts it. Eye has not seen, ear has not heard, neither has it entered the heart of man the things that God has prepared for those who love him. You have no idea what is sitting on the inside of you. Your body is old, but your spirit is a brand new spirit. May the Lord help us to walk in the fullness of the authority we have in our spirits. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. God bless you.